Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Before the break, we talked about, you know, some lineup shuffles here at WTIC, and there's a new show. It's not a new show, but it's new to us, airing 6 to 9 p.m. here on WTIC. You know, during baseball season, it's preempted quite a bit, but then, of course, you get to sample a lot in the off season and when they have the nights off and the Yard Goats aren't playing. It's called Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, and that's three hosts, and one of them, Jamie Markley, joins us here on Brian and Company. Again, 6 to 9 p.m. here on WTIC. Jamie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm doing really good, man. It's true. It takes three of us to do the show. We're not mentally gifted as some other hosts, I'll tell you that.
How did you get top billing? Why isn't it, you know, is Van Camp and Robbins upset about it or what?
This is actually the truth. This show started out as Robbins and Markley. About, what was it now, 12 years ago? And just as we were getting signed into syndication, Robbins had back-to-back heart attacks and was, I mean, he's a miracle that he's even alive. It's been documented. He didn't have a pulse for well over a half hour and then was revived. And for a long time, well, he was in the hospital for 6 months. And then because he had a trach for so long, and then he had this loss of memory, and his doctors had basically told me there's a really good chance he's never going to be able to do any radio again. And while this was going on, Van Camp was our producer, and he and I were just trying to keep the show together. And then our parent company said, well, you know, you guys have done well. We want to keep going. And so we said, well, okay. And then it was about maybe a year, year and a half later, I noticed Scott, his voice was coming back. His sense of humor was always there, but his short-term memory loss was getting better and better. And we just kept pitching it to our bosses. Hey, we think he can do this. And finally we got him back on the show. And now, I mean, Scott's the same Scott. He's always been Scott Robbins. So that's kind of how they changed the name to Markley and Van Camp when Scott was out. And then we were able to bring him back in.
Wow. I had no idea. And he's doing well. I mean, Scott is fine now?
He is doing great. We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of those heart attacks in August, and it just so happens he does have to have a valve replaced in August. So as we're coming up on that anniversary, he's still got some issues, but as far as, like, his memory issues, they improve so much. He has such a great sense of humor. He makes the show, to me, what it is with its sense of humor.
Well, let's talk about the show. We're talking with Jamie Markley from Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins here on Brian and Company. Airs 6 to 9 p.m. here on WTIC. What if people that start to sample, because, you know, our listeners, a lot of them have the station on all day long, like, as you well know from, you know, your past. What's sure. The show like?
Well, like a lot of shows, we're looking at, all right, what are the big stories out there today? And then the way we talk about the stories is the same way you would with your friends. Somebody could be, you know, like delivering, here are the details of the story going on, or here's what people are talking about, whether it's, you know, the Epstein thing or it's the economy, whatever. And, you know, just like you have a smart aleck buddy of yours who is making comments about it, the same thing is happening on our show. And I think one of the reasons it's been successful is people will tell us, I feel like I'm just going to hang out with my friends. And you guys talk the same way that we would talk. As I like to say, we're just three Jim Oaks on the radio with common sense, seeing the world a lot like you see it. And we just try to reflect it in the show.
Hmm. We're talking with Jamie Markley. Again, one-third of Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, which you can listen to here 6 to 9 p.m. on WTIC. You know, talk about, like, I'm just curious, you know, that transition from, I think you're from the Midwest, and that transition to syndicate where you're on everywhere. Like, how has that evolved for you guys?
You know, we do the same show, to be honest. The crazy thing to us, the first market that we were syndicated to was Portland, Oregon. And within a couple of years, we were the number one show in that market. And people were, like, really surprised by that. Like, it's such a, you know, very liberal market. Well, it is, but like anywhere else, especially, you know, on the ring around the town and all of the communities around it, regular people like anybody else. And that's one thing that I think is that people have in common. It's just common sense and the way you see the world. And there's right and there's wrong. And the one thing I think that translates is just a sense of humor and trying to make people laugh. And that's one of the things we hear back a lot is like, you guys keep us sane and you keep us laughing and we really appreciate it. And, you know, Scott came from Top 40 radio way back in the day and I came from rock radio. So I think it was, I don't know, I guess sort of bred into us that part of what we do is just to entertain and have fun. And we try to do that with news. Now, some days you're covering topics that there's no fun about it. When you're talking about the tragedy in Texas, you're not going to find any sense of humor in that. But with most stories, you can find some sort of sense of humor in it.
Well, I think as it relates to especially the political atmosphere where, you know, there's all these echo chambers and people don't really go outside of their spheres, and it's not just serious, it's intense, right? So I think if you can have some intellectual conversation but also just be like, listen, in this conversation, you know, no one's giving death threats to anybody, you know what I mean? It's just, so it sort of lowers the heat a little bit.
I think so, because, you know, if you have friends that disagree with you politically, and it doesn't happen all the time, but a lot of times, you know, you could jab at each other and at least find the humor in that a little bit. Again, that's not always possible. With the show, you know, if you're tuning into us, you're probably on the same page with most things that we are. And so, yeah, we try to, you know, make fun of not only situations, but honestly, people that we feel like deserve to be made fun of. That's and part of the appeal.
Yeah, I love it. I love the concept of it. You know, what we try to do on our show here is we try to, you know, I'm an unaffiliated voter. I mean, I try to bring both perspectives in a world where people are just interested in one. So I can definitely relate to the fresh approach and give some people something different. Jamie, it's great to meet you. We look forward to having you on our air and maybe catch up again down the road.
Would love that, Brian. Appreciate you having me on, man. Have a great day.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.